Welcome to the Hustle Honey Podcast, the place for aspiring entrepreneurs. My name is Tiffany Johnson. I am the creator of Hustle Honey, a place for women to engage, encourage, and empower the next CEO. Join my co-host and me each week to discuss what it takes to be the boss, expand your brand, and build generational wealth. We will share personal stories, what's going on in our communities, and how you can turn your mess into a message with a little kitchen table talk for fun. Let's get started. Time of the week. Welcome to the Hustle Honey Podcast. You have your host, Tiffany, and my co-host,
Shamella Sham Diva.
We're back to you again with another episode of the Hustle Honey Podcast. We love our community. We love those who join us. Make sure you hit that like and share button. Share it with your friends, your family, your coworkers. Wherever you're listening, we truly appreciate it. And let's get into today's show. So today's show, we wanted to talk about multiple streams of income. I think we hear this topic a lot on social media, and some of us know what that means. And some of us are a little in between that gray area of if I'm in a career or if I'm in a job, what can I do to create multiple streams of income? And so I'm just going to share a few things that I wanted to share, quotes that came up and stuff that Mel's going to share from her experience and what she feels when it comes to multiple streams of income. Now, one of the quotes I heard this week was, your job controls your salary. And I had to say this to my kid a couple of times this week. Your job controls your salary, not your income. And she said, what does that mean? And I said, you control the difference. And I think COVID-19 has helped us all realize that our job controls our salary, not our income. That is still more to be made out here to do more for your family, to expand. And that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. So get your little pen and paper and your pad and get ready to take some notes. Now, when we talk about multiple streams of income, for me, I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years and I have created multiple streams of income. And I always tell people to look at your skill set and can tell, make sure that you're not exchanging time for money. Because we all do that. I've been that. I've worked the 9 to 5, drop my kid off at daycare, get on the highway, get to work, get back home, pick her up from after school. Then I'm in the house and I'm going to school and I was getting an additional education at the time. And just, I was in this run, 9 to 5 morning. I passed the same cars, drop off, pull in. I did the same routine, but that was my salary job. It didn't affect how much income I made because while I was at my salary job, I also was preparing myself for my escape fund. Let's say it together. Escape fund. Exactly. Because we all need that escape fund. You know, if you're working at 9 to 5 and you have dreams of going into a different career field and you're not sure if you haven't really figured out all the details, make sure you have that escape fund or my quit fund. So when I leave y'all asses, I know how to take care of myself.
Exactly.
Out of here. And so make sure that you're taking a little bit of your salary and moving some into an escape fund. Just like we would save for a home, you're saving for your entrepreneur adventures or your business or whatever you're doing. So we talked about salary. When I was working that job, I also wrote my first book. So while I wrote that first book, once I wrote it, it didn't require any more of my time. It became, I put it in a format, in a place that it would sell. If it was Amazon, if it was through my website, if it was other platforms. And then now I was receiving a check from the sales of my book. That no longer required my time, but it did take some time of my skills or my story. I wrote it. It's now selling. So that's another stream of income. So now where my salary was consist of, now my income was increased. At the time, I was a 501, and I still am, a 501c3 consultant, where I would help people start a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So what I would do is I would create courses, e-courses, that they could take at any time through my website. So I didn't have, because I used to teach the classes, each classes, and I learned that, okay, that's not going to work because that's taking up my time. Let me record my classes. And I started to create e-courses that they could purchase, that they could take. Now that was my third stream of income. And so when we talk about multiple streams of income, it can go to your whatever your skill set is. If it's speaking in public, if it's speaking engagement, start to think of a rate that works for you. I don't care if it's speaking at church events. That's right. Now a new stream of income for you. If you specialize and look at yourself and say, what do I specialize in? What do I love to do? What comes to me very easy? And how can I use that to expand my brand and create income?
Right.
So let's
that's a perfect start to figure out your niche or something that you can do that can keep this thing coming in for you. A lot of people miss out on that part. They just want to jump and do something without the skill set.
And that's just another way of using your skills to create additional income from you. That has nothing to do with opening up a shop, a beauty salon, or, you know, other things that you can do. Mm-hmm. But these are the streams of income that don't require your up close attention. It doesn't require your time. It just requires you to use your skill set. It's what you specialize in to now create. Now, one of the things, Mel is a teacher, which I love. I've watched her continue her education. She's going into her master's. What are you going into now? Is your master's
doctorate.
Or your doctorate?
Doctorate in leadership.
Woo. All right. So let people know a little bit about you as one a teacher, but also your business adventures.
So for me, education, I've found my niche, I guess, in that. And so it's now become a career, something that I love to get up and do. It's not like, oh, this is my job and oh my gosh, I can't wait to leave. Although I would love to do wigs full time. I enjoy teaching. And so in that field, there's so many different ways to add to your salary. And so once I got into a school where I can do that, I'm at every function that allows me to get a stipend. And, oh, you want me to be a mentor? Perfect. So within my career, I found ways to add on to my salary. In addition to that, it's a perfect avenue for what I do with making wigs and waist beads, because everybody likes their hair done. And most teachers slap on a wig because it's easy for them to get the wig on and get the work. Mm-hmm. So I have what I call a teacher discount. So I charge a certain price for my educators. I have frequent flyers that come back to me all the time. And then once people see their hair, then they bring them to me. And so I had to get to a point where I balanced it out because the orders were coming in so much. And with me being in school and working, I didn't have time to do everything. So I pushed my business over to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And nine times out of 10, it's not on a Sunday, but I'm working my business only on the weekend so that I can really focus on my career during the week in school. So it works for me. My goal is to get to a point where they can just click a button, get what they need, and I'm out of the picture. And then I'm waking up to checks and funds in my account. So I'm still brainstorming that plan of action. However, you can do it. Different ways to add to your salary. And so once I got into a school where I can do that, I'm at every function that allows me to get a stipend. And, oh, you want me to be a mentor? Perfect. So within my career, I found ways to add on to my salary. In addition to that, it's a perfect avenue for what I do with making wigs and waist beads, because everybody likes their hair done. And most teachers slap on a wig because it's easy for them to get the wig on and get the work. Mm-hmm. So I have what I call a teacher discount. So I charge a certain price for my educators. I have frequent flyers that come back to me all the time. And then once people see their hair, then they bring them to me. And so I had to get to a point where I balanced it out because the orders were coming in so much. And with me being in school and working, I didn't have time to do everything. So I pushed my business over to Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And nine times out of 10, it's not on a Sunday, but I'm working my business only on the weekend so that I can really focus on my career during the week in school. So it works for me. My goal is to get to a point where they can just click a button, get what they need, and I'm out of the picture. And then I'm waking up to checks and funds in my account. So I'm still brainstorming that plan of action. However, you can do it. There are several teachers that I know. Like one of the teachers I know, Atalia out here in Petersburg, she has a boutique. She purchased the Victoria's Secret from the mall, and she has a whole boutique. And what she did was she allowed different women to come in and set up stations in her boutique. So you got hair and makeup, skincare, you've got someone who does lashes. And so they all getting together to get this money. Yes. And so while she's working, they're running the business because that's their full-time job. And when she clock out of her job, she goes there and she runs the show. And so it can be done. It can be done. I always think of it as use that 9 to 5 to get you where you need to go with your own business. Exactly. Because one day you're not going to work the 9 to 5 and you're going to be generally running your own business. And that's the ultimate goal. Like, although I love and I have a passion for teaching, my ultimate goal is to sit there and play in here all day. Yeah. That would make me so happy.
Yeah. Because it's that even with COVID really helped people wake up and understand one, their value to themselves and to companies. It helped. And this is why I think our market has a time right now where they're like, hey, there's so many vacant jobs, because people have realized their worth and they've realized their time. And they say, you know what? You need to either pay me enough to be here. Or I'm going to do something that I can make more money in my free time.
That's what's happening.
It comes to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, I think the biggest revenue streams for a lot of, and YouTube, let's not forget, people have used their accounts to generate their income. So no matter if you're doing like Shamela and you're making wigs, or you're, you know, creating a hairline, or if you're in a cleaning business, learn to use that. If you say, hey, I enjoy cleaning and I want to clean homes and I want to clean businesses, well, now you turn over and you start creating a business plan, and not the traditional old written business plan, because a lot of times the old traditional way is out of the door. So create a business plan, start with a website, start with ideas, start with your tier of service, and what price point is it going to afford you to not be at that 9 to 5, and start looking at your time and how much is your time. And then you put those things into place and start making YouTube videos, start your YouTube channel, start doing tutorials on whatever you're good at. If it's your makeup, pick a brand, start promoting, start doing makeup with that brand till they come to you to the table.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So you, if you're cleaning and you're using, it's a product that's called Mr. Scrubby. Have you seen? It's like a little happy face scrub thing. But there's a lady. Yeah, it's a lady I found on TikTok, and she has a cleaning business. But what she does is she makes TikTok videos about cleaning hacks. Great ways to clean your stove, clean your refrigerator, little cleaning hacks. And honestly, I watched her videos and was like, oh, I didn't see that. Let me go get that. Let me go get that. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Let me get a stainless steel cleaner for my fridge or for certain things. And next thing you knew, she was getting brand offers from the companies that she was using in her videos.
Wow, amazing.
So now she's making money off her TikTok. She's making additional income from the companies who are now giving her free product.
Wow.
They're paying her and giving her free product. So she's still using that same, and she's cleaning beautiful homes. I mean, the most amazing homes I've seen her clean. But my point is that there's still so many levels to this business.
Yep.
Don't cut yourself off down here. Don't be afraid to make a video. So what if they see? Yes, create a hack video, a great way to do something. Because you might think, well, somebody else did that already. So what? You can do it too.
Yep, sure can.
You can do it too, and nobody can stop you from doing that. So create hack videos, get your YouTube, get your Instagram, get it aligned with your business. And make sure, I think in the last episode or episode 2, we talked about branding across the board and why I changed my Instagram name. Now, I made the hugest mistake at all, because I used to actually have my Instagram name as my full name. But at the time I was like, well, I don't want people in my business. I don't want them to know my full name. So I changed it. Worst decision I ever made. Okay. Now I can't get it back because somebody uses it. But now it made me think and now I have to brand it with my companies and to make sure that I'm branded all the way across every stream. So you're going to have to find me at the same name, because if you have five different names, they're not going to want to know, okay, who am I working with?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, and make sure if you do have an Instagram account and you're using it for, I have a personal one that's private. I post most of my children's pictures there. You know, you get a little bit more in depth of who I am. And then I have my business one. I don't really post my children at all, to be honest with you. And if I post them, I take it down very quickly. And that's just for a moment. So I have my personal one, which is a creator. You can choose to have a business Instagram or creator Instagram. I have business Instagrams for my business pages. And I have creator Instagram for me because I'm a creator. And so if I want a brand or a partnership to come to me, I need to have a public creator's profile.
That's right.
And so you want to keep in mind that don't count out social media as another stream of how you can make income. Doesn't mean it's going to be $20,000, $30,000, $80,000, but it can lead you to other platforms and other places. I know Mel was doing Reels, right?
Yeah, the Reels. Yeah.
Yeah, the Reels. Yeah, and you get thousands of views on your Reels, but you want to make sure that it's public so that you can align that audience so you can meet the eligibility requirements to get paid.
Yep.
Because I don't, I enjoy doing stuff, but I don't want to keep doing it. I want to at least know some benefit to this at the end of the day. So I think it's important, but also creating a book, writing a book, focusing on something that might mean something to you. Write your story. When I first did my children's book, it's called Isabella Glam Glasses. And it talked about my experience of dealing with living with a brain tumor and living with strabismus. And so I wanted to write a book to encourage children that you can be who you want to be, that it went down a line of one educational, but it was also about self-esteem. It was about against bullying. It was about living in your skin. And so when I wrote the book, I went to, at the time it was called Elance, and I hired a animation artist who did my work for my book at a less cost. And we did, you know, copyrights and friends, you know, all of that stuff, trademark stuff. But she did my artwork for my book for under $400.
Oh, wow.
So don't forget that you could look at companies like Elance. Any idea that you have, it's possible. Even if you do a 10-step tutorial book. You know, Mel has taken many exams in schools, and believe me, there's a book she could probably write about how to pass this exam better in 10 steps. That's a book.
Yes. And you can make a lot of money on that too, because everybody wants a hack.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a life hack.
Want a life hack. And so she could write a 10-step book on makeup. She could write a 10-step book on wig. She could write a 10-step book on how she became a any step book that you feel like you could take your life experience and put it into in a format, in a form of reading or audible or whatever, it's still a stream of income for you. Even in courses, create a course, how to make a wig. I don't care. You can sell a course. It's a lot of hairstylists who sell their courses in cutting hair.
Oh, yeah.
And it's and they are selling them. And there are platforms that you can put your videos on that will protect your content. And it's also important to copyright. Look into copyright infringements, looking into trademark, make sure you trademark your name. I know I did that for my businesses and my books. Once again, those are now streams of income. And when COVID happened and all the kids were at home, that was another stream of income. People were looking for stuff to download easy. They didn't feel like doing this stuff with their kids. Mm-mm. And it could be a $5 download. Do you know how much a $5 download can make you? It could be a tutorial on writing letters, because every book doesn't have the right thing. I've purchased books where the letters are probably too small for my son to trace. So I'm looking for with bigger letters. I'm looking for books that might have sight words.
Right.
And sometimes they don't have all the sight words. So there's always a niche. Look for the niche, look for a place that you can, you know, get into, and don't forget to expand. Figure out your niche, if it's selling t-shirts, if it's selling clothing, just don't copy.
Right.
Yeah. Find your own
be path. You. Yes, be find you your own path on your stuff.
And don't copy. And we actually have a new on our page, Hustle Honey. It's going to be a group where we're going to talk about more business stuff and brunches that's going to come in next year, so we could come together with more ladies. And you're going to watch Shamela and I build this brand, build her brand, build our companies. And we're going to be a prime example that you can do it.
While being original.
While just being ourselves. And we ain't trying to steal this one website or that one look. Or listen, Hustle Honey, Shamela, Tiffany, we're just going to be ourselves, and we're going to share our experience with you, because I know firsthand it can happen. I've been an entrepreneur for many years, so I understand that there are multiple streams and people can do it. It's just we don't know how to get started. And sometimes everybody want to, you know, sell you something and you can buy this and buy it, but sometimes you might not get the right thing. And I want what we share with you guys to be genuine, authentic experience. So anything you want to share before we get off that topic, Google?
No, I think you covered it all up.
And we have a couple of people. We booked two guests. One is going to talk about insurance. One is going to talk about her cleaning business. And then we have another young lady that's coming on. So we have some guests that are be coming on the next couple of episodes. Actually, the next 4 or 5 episodes, I think we have a guest. Yeah, and we have this a guy coming who did my tattoo work, Mike. He's recently did a new film. That he's in a new film that's coming out. And I want to get him on the show to talk about the film and so much other stuff. So we have so much. The show really is about supporting, encouraging, empower not only women, but men, and being a way to that. You know, we have our table talk episodes. Those are the other ones, the uncut ones, where we share our true opinions about, you know, entertainment topics. But the other thing we want to talk about in this episode, and this came to me through a situation that I was going through. And, you know, we talked about sister circle. When I have an issue, I hit my sister circle up and they kind of help me. They help me get it together.
And vice versa. And vice versa.
And we help each other, you know, let me fix your crown. Let me help you fix your crown. That's what we do. We help each other. So what came to my spirit was a topic of access granted, right? And so when I thought about access granted, this is the first thing I thought about, Melanie, you let me know. The best revenge is letting people see they cannot stop you.
Absolutely.
That is, you know how Beyonce say, well, the best revenge is success.
Getting your paper.
But it's letting them see they cannot stop you. And how, let's talk about this. When you have relationships, no matter if it's family or if it's friends, at some point in your life, you're going to have to let certain people know they don't have access to you.
Yes. Definitely denied access to protect your peace.
Yeah.
Because if it's costing you your peace, it's too expensive to begin with.
Correct.
And so that sets the stage for it right there.
Exactly. So it made me think about, you know, when we put in a password, how many attempts do you get? They give you what, 3?
3 to 4.
Yeah, you get 3 to 4 attempts on a password before your ass is locked out.
And then you get locked out.
You get locked up. And so then at that point, you got to go through all these hoops and chains to get your access back to being granted.
Oh, yeah.
And I say that to say this, it's the same thing in relationships. How many times are you going to let someone take advantage of you, use you, or not respect you?
Or showing you how they really
showing
feel
you
about
who
you
they truly are.
Through their actions.
Through their actions. How many times Now, it's plenty of times I've let people do it 2 times. I've let some people do it 3 times. I even went so far as letting people do it 4 times. But is at some point, when do you set up a limit for yourself and say, okay, you done did this shit 3 times or twice. You are now, you no longer have access to me. And sometimes your ass could be locked out forever. And then there are some people that you say, in time, you're going to work your way around. And maybe we'll get back to you getting access.
Right.
But there's a time when you have to say, this is not going to work.
This ain't it.
You know what I'm saying? And there are reasons. Why don't you have access to me? There's a reason to a certain person why they don't want you to have access to them. Like we said, you could have not talked to them the right way. You could have lied on them. You could have disrespected them. You could not have respected their privacy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this is the thing. When they no longer have access to you, they start to make up lies about you.
And you know why that happens? Because they still know that they know the you that cut them off. They don't know the you that you have evolved to. Right? And so the stories that they tell are usually those things of the past. You're not even that person anymore, but that's who they know. So that's who they assume that you're going to continue to be. And like you said, you keep on going. Things don't stop. Life still works out because you don't have bad things in your heart. You focus on the bag. You focus on you, elevating yourself, your spirit. And so if people sit infested in negativity, they get stuck in a time zone of the past.
Hold on. Say that again. You got to say that. You got to say that part one more time for the people.
When people no longer have access to you, while you're elevating yourself, they are stuck in a time zone of the past. They're festering and hovering that evil and that anger from 10 years ago. They stay in 10 years. They stay there. While you in 2023, they still stuck in what happened in 2019. 19.
Yeah.
They can't even fathom how, and this is something I tell people all the time. Just because you don't like me, that don't mean God's going to stop blessing me. That don't mean all doors is going to stop being open.
That's
that
right.
Don't mean cups is going to stop overflowing.
Flowing.
The blessing's still going to come because I am who I am and I am who I am because of Christ in me. You being mad don't stop that. And so people got to get to a point, understand like, okay, I don't have access to this person anymore. If you don't have access to me, I shouldn't hear my name coming out of your mouth in conversation. You shouldn't be making a Facebook lives talking about me. The list goes on. And then my thing is, like my sister always says, once we make it to social media with beef, oh, ain't no coming back from that. When I become a subliminal message, I become a meme, you got it. Enjoy. Peace out. Right? Because I got things to do and I'm not going to be sitting here watching your story to see how you feel when you could have called me and expressed yourself.
Yeah, because people do that. People are, we're in that stage of petty where they make up subliminals about you. And I'm at a place where, listen, what I told you, I said, don't block them.
Let them see.
Let them see your blessings. Let them see you flourish. Don't block them. Don't stop them from seeing what's going to be done in your life, regardless if you like me or not. I no longer block people.
I'm still going to be blessed. Still going to keep going.
Absolutely.
And then it makes them more upset. It makes them more upset that you ain't crumble.
Correct.
They be so mad.
And let's talk about not crumbling, because that means that even in the midst of chaos, you still remain peaceful.
That's right.
That's how I look at it.
You have to. You have to. You have to remain peaceful because that protects your spirit.
Yeah.
When we allow people to control our emotions, they have power over us.
Yeah.
You take back that power when you control the scene. You control how you react to a situation.
Absolutely. Because there's no need to entertain. I learned, and I think we all can learn this. I've learned not to entertain. I can see you looking at my stories. I can see you doing, but my thing is, I'm not going to entertain you because one, as an individual, I have too much on my plate to be, my plate is full. My plate is full being a business owner. My plate is full being a mother. My plate is full being, first of all, when you're the pickup person and the drop-off person for your kids, you are the transportation, you are the taxi, you are the Uber.
Everything.
Yeah, my plate is full that I have no room to honestly, and sometimes you have to too, not assume. Don't assume someone has a problem with you. Just because I have friends I haven't talked to in years, but when we get on the phone, it's like, we get right back to it. Or if we see each other, we're right back to it. It's like nothing ever left. And I think that's what it says.
And that's what it's supposed to be.
That's someone who truly knows you and knows your heart and knows your intention, who knows that, because in life, we all become busy. There's no need to take no personal offense to it. Just because I'm not calling you every day, it doesn't mean that I'm not thinking to you. It's time that me and Mel don't talk all the way during the week, but she'll cross my mind and I'll say, hey, it'll say to myself, like, ask her, is she okay? Are you okay? Is everything good? Because we can get so consumed with our own personal business, our own endeavors, our own relationships. Like someone said the other day, like, I'm too busy cooking and cleaning, taking care of my kids, being a wife,
surviving COVID.
Surviving, trying not to catch that shit, trying to make sure I don't come back in my house with my kids, that I have no room to entertain. Oh, why you ain't call me back? Because I'm busy.
That's what you do, man.
You know, and so remember the word access. And access, I looked it up, and just remembering that the word access, remember, means to have entry. It's to gain entry or to participate. And so remember that when you're protecting your peace, it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with cutting people off. It's nothing wrong with being distant. It's actually going to help you maintain your peace.
Oh yeah.
While you're focusing on whatever you're doing, if it's school, if it's relationship, if it's work, if it's just me time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget, me time is extremely important. That self, get your nails done, get your feet done. You know, just doing some time for yourself. And it's not, you know, just don't let it. And feelings are not facts. So just because you feel something don't mean it's real.
That's right.
Feelings, and let's make a note of that, feelings are not facts. Because I remember watching the show and the girl was like, well, I feel this way and I'm feeling. The lady was like,
okay.
Feelings are not facts, baby. Like, feelings are not facts. And let me just say this too before we end this episode, before we go any further, because this wasn't even on my topic list. I don't know why this is in my spirit. When it comes to relationships, let's move the topic into relationships, right? Man and woman relationships. You're choosing to date a man with a child, or he's choosing to date a woman with a child. Let's keep in mind, no, pay attention to the beginner steps. If this person is not interested in your child, if this person is not interested in conversations about your child, she don't seem as interested, especially because men look past this shit way more than women.
Yeah, they do.
Because I was watching a show and a young man was in a relationship and he wants to propose to this young lady. And he mentions to the group, because it's three or four couples in a room. And he mentions, like, you know, I have a son. I would like my son to move in with us.
Wow.
And you know what this heifer had the nerve to say? Well, I figured that they could go get an Airbnb or something. Girl, everybody looked at her like, bitch. Did you just say that? Like, all the other couples got it. But the point that this man still wanted to continue, this is a woman said, she had no children. She was used to them having, you know, but that's what happens when you're in a relationship with somebody, right? The man moves on. If he moves on with a woman without a kid, she's going to get used to them two just being together. She's not used to sharing that time of
you
with your kid. And so for her, she's young. She's in this relationship. He's a little older than her. She was just used to them partying, hanging out, having fun, doing their own thing. They're not coming home to a kid. She's made it clear she doesn't want to have children. But see, this is the thing. When she says she doesn't want to have children, that means she doesn't want to have your children either.
Nothing.
We have to stop looking past this and not paying attention to what people are really saying. But like she had the nerve to say, they could go get an Airbnb. Girl, everybody look like, what the hell you mean they can go? This is your man.
Crazy.
And he was like,
that is insane.
He was not even like intense and confident about like, if you don't accept my kid, we can't be together. Like, nigga, you need to toughen up. Mm-hmm. These men need to understand this, because this is what happened is you're not paying attention to the fact that she wants nothing to do with your kid.
Exactly.
So what happens
like when you're not exempt? And sometimes we think when people love us that we're exempt for the views that they have. Not true. How they feel about one thing is how they feel about it, including you or not including you.
Correct.
But when we get so caught up in love, we hear what we want to hear. Like, I remember reading text messages from my ex and thinking one thing and it being another. And then I had to go back and read the messages like, girl, he never said that. Why did you think that?
Yeah, I've done that. You kind of fill in the blanks. You know how you don't even finish reading the sentence, but you don't add a new word because you just sort of begin it. You didn't actually read the whole entire word.
And then I had to learn when somebody say they want something, it doesn't necessarily mean with you.
With you.
Like, I want a house. I want a dog. I want, you know, my wife to da, 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 da. That doesn't mean
he wants it with you. Until he tells you this is what he wants with you, that's when you know. Other than that, don't sit here and expect it to be until he's actually putting you in the sentence.
There you go.
You're not considered. Because I know some people right now, girl, I know some people right now who are in relationships and the woman is fronting most of the bill because she's thinking she's going to get, and I'm fixing my hair while I say this, she's thinking she's going to get this promise at the end. But in the backhand, he's out here saying, well, I ain't moving along with her, but she doesn't know that.
Has no clue,
but she because is
everything
like,
everything he's saying that he's wanting, she's probably internalizing it, right? Yes. But when a man says, I want a future with you, I want us to build together, I can see a future for us, then he's including you. Mm-hmm. But when he's telling you, yeah, you know, in about 5 years, I want to get a house, I want to be married, blah, 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 blah. Never said, you know, babe, I want to be with you the next 5 years. Like, I could see us getting a house, you know, getting married. Like, I'm putting that ring on your finger. That's different.
That's how he sounds, Chanel.
Leg up, frontal off. Told me you was gonna do some things. You said you wanted to marry me. That TikTok went viral, but that joint is for real, right? And don't let him tell you these things while he has penis inside of you. Men will say anything to get you to say yes when that penis is inside of you.
Okay? When it hits your bottom.
Let's have this conversation unsexual.
Yeah.
Let us be fully clothed like we're in Bible.
And don't be so in a rush. Don't be in a rush. You know, for me, I think the last episode I mentioned, I said that, you know, I've said it in previous episodes that, hey, I've been married. I've been married for 10 years. Now I'm no longer married. Now I can say my ex-husband. Now I can be proud to say my ex-husband. I can say I'm single, but now I can say I'm single, but I'm not in a rush to get back in a relationship. So just because I'm having conversations with you doesn't mean that I'm your lady. Right. Doesn't mean I belong to you. It just means that I enjoy talking to you and let me have time to figure that out. And sometimes that's weird because sometimes that's usually the man saying that, but me as a female, I'm saying, let me have some time to figure this thing out. Like I was a married woman for 10 years. I have children. I'm more concerned on making sure my kid gets to college than me if I get another ring.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to fill our table up with lies, because it was funny. I was talking to a guy and we were watching a show and he happened to say to me, we was watching the show, Put a Ring on It. And that's why I got the young lady who said about the Airbnb. It's from that show. So we watched him Put a Ring on It. And he says to me on the phone, like, oh, so you want me to put a ring on it? I said, no, you got to do what you want to do.
I'm not ready to be your old lady yet.
Yeah, like pump the brakes. Like,
yeah.
Like you have to do what you want to do. See, an immature person who's not experienced is gonna say, yeah, I want you to put a ring on this finger, honey. I know what the ring means.
Okay.
You know.
Me that my first question is, are you ready for that? Like I have this, are you ready for that thing? Like, oh, I want this. You sure you want that with me? Like, cause you need clarity. And it's not even about a confidence thing or a self-esteem thing. And some people will play on that and tell you that that's the case. But when you're asking for clarity, you're really sincerely asking because you want to make sure that they're ready for what they're saying out of their mouth. A lot of people sit and say stuff that they do not mean. And so you want to make sure that, okay, but if I'm not there yet, please don't rush me there.
Yeah, don't rush me. And at that, means. Take your time. Don't, because I really took the question. I was very serious when I said, you have to do what you want to do, sweetheart. Because yes. When you say, I do, okay, first of all, when a person asks you to marry them, you go, yes. Yes. They, you know, mm-hmm. they get on the floor, mm-hmm. they put the ring on the finger. And yeah, but what are you saying yes to?
Right.
And I think that's what we have to answer that question for ourselves is, what are you saying yes to? Because now when you say yes, you got to get through the I do. And what are you saying I do too? What are your boundaries? What are you not okay with?
Right.
So you can be clear, because you go into a marriage with this, I want to be married. I want to walk down the aisle. I want to have this big show. I want to have this big, and it really, it's so, that shit is so not what it is.
Take me to the Justice of Peace and we can save all that money.
Yeah, we can save money and get some
cash. I want the partnership. I want the stability. I want to know that this is my person. Like, if I can't be there for my daughter, you can be there for her. If I'm on my deathbed, you're going to handle everything because we've already discussed how I want to go out. That's what I want. Who cares about flowers, dresses, music, DJ? That ish fades, right? 24 hours later, it don't even matter after that. Can you be my prayer warrior when my spirit is weak? When my mental is off, can you help me get back on track?
I need to hear you pray. I need to know you're not ashamed to pray. I don't need you to be religious. I don't need you to be in a church, but I need to know where you stand at spiritually. How do you deal with stress? How do you deal with anger? Let me see you get angry. Do you wash every day? Remember that pastor who did that whole video? Do you wash 3 times a week? When do you wash? Did you brush your teeth every day? Your mic is off.
You know, you're about to get some. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's low, but you're good now. Yeah, I can hear you. I couldn't hear you before.
I was about to say, do you scrub your balls only when you think you're about to get some? Or is this like a daily thing? You know? And you have to learn these things. You have to figure out what people's routines are, right? And so I feel like you said, I want to see you angry. I want to see you happy. I want to see you sad. I need to see you in all aspects. I can know who I'm dealing with. In
how do you moments. Pay your bills? Do you pay them on the first or do you pay them after the due date? Do you pay portion or do you pay the full amount? Do you just pay the minimum payment? Do you ever think about getting out of debt? Have you even tried to create a budget? Because I like the budget. Where do you go to grocery shop at? Do you grocery shop? How much do you normally spend? Do you even buy food? What are you putting in your body? Are you like...
What dish detergent do you use? Do you use Tide? What's the little Puerto Rican downy?
Fabuloso.
Swavelina. Suava Swivel. Somebody. I don't know her name, but it's a little lady on there. Yes, Fabuloso. You know, so it's like, you got to know these things. And that's so true what you said, like what you're putting in your body, right? Because it comes out in your hygiene. So it's like, if a man doesn't eat well and he doesn't take care of his body and he's not drinking water and he only drinks alcohol and he smokes and all these things. It's
going to smell through your pores, your skin. You ain't going to have that good old Method Man glow at 50 or something like that. You're not going to have it because you have not been taking care of yourself. And some people say, well, oh, these people are rich. No, these people choose to eat food that is good for their body and their skin or good for their health. They've chosen to make their health. Because what he said recently in an episode, he learned that he could only control himself, and his controlling himself was, hey, he went to the gym one time, he enjoyed it, went back again and continued to go. It's what you put in your body. And I see, I can't say so yes. much, because if I say too much on this show, certain people are going to know I'm talking about them. And I something I really want to say, but I know I can't say, but it's like, take care of yourself, like get up, like.
The expectation is so high for women to be perfect. But we don't hold these men to the same regard.
Like, do you like, go to the doctor? When the last time you had your teeth cleaned? Are you scared of needles? Okay. Is it reason you didn't go? You don't have insurance. Can you qualify for Medicaid? Have you even went to see? If you can't get Medicaid, what can you get? Because I need to know we're going to have a decent life, a healthy life at some point. We can actually...
Healthy.
If you over 40, have you got your prostate check yet? Are you good down there? Are you having any bowel problems? I'm not going to ask that on the first date, but at some point we go get to that shit.
I'm going to ask.
Like, you good? Do you see a doctor on the road? What's your doctor's name? Are you making up a name, or is this a real name? Has this been your primary care doctor all your life?
Do you wait for her to get checked out to know if you're good? Like, I need to know these things. Definitely.
And believe me, a real person who, even if he hasn't, let me just make this clear, because every guy hasn't, and I've met guys who haven't, but the mm-hmm. question I say is, are you open to it? Are you open? Are you open to getting this checked? Because if I want to be with you, I need to love you wholly, but I need to know that you're actually taking care of yourself. And mm-hmm. It's not being controlling. It's just showing that I care.
Absolutely.
That I care. So it's so many levels to the beginning of the conversation of relationships or having access granted, but not only having access granted, now moving on to who, when you're choosing to date someone, be honest with yourself, especially men, because I see men go through this a lot where women are not okay with your children and you guys get ahead and marry them and wife them. And then it's like, well, my kid is an outside kid. They're treating it like it because you didn't treat it as a priority. So when you start showing this woman that if she don't treat your kid just as much as she want to sit here and cater to you, not saying she has to cater to the kid, but at least acknowledge and respect that this is my child and I love my child.
Right. And now I come with a package. Children.
Yeah. It's a package. Package deal. And then once you get through those steps, before you even get to that step, if you're dating someone, ask questions, get to know someone. Don't be in a rush. Take time to date. That's the word. That's why it's that one. I think Little Duval made a post today or yesterday. It was like three lanes that you can go down. And one was people over 30, either you're going to be single forever. And this was for men. I don't think this was for women to have an opinion on, but the middle lane was single forever. The left lane was stepdad. The right lane was BBW. I was like, no, it said fat girls. I said, what kind of shit is that? And a lot of men laughed and they thought it was funny and they thought it was, you know, it was like, hey, I guess I'm gonna be a stepdad. Excuse me. It's a lot that comes with that. And but for women it's different. There are some women that's gonna ignore. They just want to reign. They will let you treat their child like shit. And
don't care how you treat them.
Don't care. I'm not that girl. Don't bark up this tree. Mm-hmm. Like, my kids are me. When you see me, you see them. When you see them, you
and
see
if you
me.
Can't get along with mine, then we just can't get along at all.
Correct. And they have fathers who love them. So
exactly.
Only thing you can be is a bonus. I don't believe the term step. I hate the word stepmom. I hate stepdad. Yes. I think it's the worst term that was ever invented.
Me too.
I think it's a bonus. Are you going to be a bonus to this child's life? Be a bonus mom. Yeah, she has a mom. Yeah, he has a mom. But you know what? I'm a love on him too. I'm going to be a bonus so that when he's not with his mom, I want him to still feel love when he's around me.
That's right.
I want him to know that I care for him too. I'm going to care about what he wants to eat, what he wants to do, because I actually care. It has nothing to do with his father.
Exactly.
Even though they are an extension of each other. But I want you to know I care too. Because that's what my heart really is. And this is speaking from a mom. Now, I know a chick who without a kid might can't say everything that I'm saying or be able to, because they might not have that experience to understand it. But I think it's important that I want to be a bonus. Let me be a bonus. Your mom, I can't take that position. That's your mother. But I can surely treat you like, you know, come on in here. Let me make sure you got a hot meal. Y'all good. What y'all playing? What the boys doing? Treat them with love. Extend love. And I think let's remember that in relationships. Men especially, women too, but extend that love. Be a bonus. Don't be a step. See how you can be a bonus in that child's life. And remember who has access to you. Everybody doesn't need access to you. It's okay to cut a nigga off every now and then. It's okay to say, mama, even with my mother, she get access to her access gets pulled back.
Gets cut off.
Don't mean I don't love her. Just mean we just need a little break, mama. I need a minute. Yep. Parents' opinions can be a lot. It can be heavy.
Oh, yes.
It can be a lot. And sometimes we're doing our best as human beings. So sometimes it's not that I don't love you. It's sometimes I need to pull back your access a little bit.
Yep.
That's it. And parents do the same thing with their children. Vice versa. Everybody doesn't need access to you, but know that just don't be that person that when you don't have access, now you start making up stories. Just understand that everybody needs a break. They need time. And that we could do all things. I'm not trying to go into a scripture, but we could do all things. That's all I'm saying. We could create mainstream income. We could do some passive income. We could write books. We can be mothers. We can know who doesn't have access to us in our business and in our personal lives. Yes. And we could take our time and date. And like Shamela said, don't be trying to, you know, feeling and facts are not the same thing. And don't let, because he told you he liked this, now you done went all across the earth and you done figured it. No, been there, done that. Mm-mm. Now I look at you for who you are. I pay attention. I pay attention to your patterns. I pay attention to how you take care of yourself. If I ask you three times, I want to say something, but I can't say it. If I ask you three times about something and you don't take care of it, and I'm sitting back looking at you going,
excuse me, what are you doing?
I pay attention to those details. I'm that type of person. All right. So thank you guys. Also, I want to highlight two businesses that I've watched on social media. One, I love it. I spoke to her. We shared my book. I talked to her many years ago. Her name on Instagram is, her name is Ashley. Let me first say that. Her name is Ashley. She is known as Be Iconic. You can follow her at Iconic Ash. And she is a stylist. She is a creator. She is a mom. She is a wife. I follow her. I love her. She has some really great items that are coming out right now. Some things for this Christmas. So keep in mind, we're going into the third quarter of business season. So make sure you're planning your Black Friday sales and ideas that you have. And it's another young lady who has a cocktail company. She does bartending. She does private events. Her name is, her company name is Ravish Cocktails, excuse me. Follow her at Ravish Cocktails. Follow Shamsiva. You want your wigs. Don't worry, Mel's about to have a whole lined out. By the time I get finished with Mel, we're going to have a whole website. We're going to be selling wigs, bundles, hair clips. We're going to selling everything. We're going to turn the whole entrepreneur spirit on in her, and it's already on. We're going to turn it up to a level, and we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff going. But we thank you guys again for listening. Follow Shamsiva or Miss Mella. You can follow her there as well. Support her business, support her belly beads, supports what she has going on. You can follow me at Mom CEO Tiffany. You can follow me at Tiffany Johnson Page on Facebook. I don't really shout out my companies that much, but you can follow at the Brownstone Market and Pimp Out Candles. As a support for a Black owned business owner, I've been doing this for over 8 years or whatever, but it's I don't take anything for granted, and I appreciate everything everyone does. Make sure you share, hit the like button, subscribe, and follow us. Support these businesses, Ravish Cocktails and Iconic Ash. I love her. I love what she's doing. And support, find Black businesses in your community. Don't cheat them. You go to Gucci, you go to Chanel, you go everywhere else, and you spell full price. Don't look for a discount when you come to Black owned business. Look at Black owned skincare, makeup, foods, whatever. Support your community. We need it, especially in these times. We especially do. Anything you want to say before we close out, Mel?
I just want to say, find your niche, something that you want to do for you. Don't put it off another second. A lot of people use the pandemic to say, oh, if you didn't level up. You do it at your pace. Do what you need to do for you. You know what you want to succeed at. You know what you want to achieve. So don't let it stop. Don't let what somebody else do stop you. Focus on what you want to do to secure your bag. That's it.
All right, guys, you heard her. Do you. Figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Follow Miss Mel. And make sure you follow Hustle Honey on Facebook and join the private group, which I'm about to go and go live in a minute. So thank you, guys. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for following us and supporting Hustle Honey. Have a good evening, afternoon, or good night, whatever time you're watching.